Chapter 20, Jesus and the Lepers. As Jesus passed through a small village, 10 lepers called to him, and he healed them and went on his way. The effortlessness of this mass healing is astounding, since today when we hear of a person being cured of leprosy, it makes the headlines. With what divine indifference he did this apparent miracle. What happened from the moment the leper asked to be made clean and the answer of Jesus when he said, "I will, be thou clean"? Something tremendous and yet nothing, for it was already established in the mind of God. The action took place in human mind. When the change took place, the congested atoms of thought which formed the evil picture gave way, and the perfect manifestation came to light again. So it is wonderful when we see the divine indifference with which he let the power of God manifest on earth. At no time giving a degree of intensity to the thing called evil. There was not something that was worse than something else. It was all from the same cause, a belief in two powers. When we think of the 10 men who were healed, we wonder what their thoughts were. If, as we hear today, a given disease is caused by a given thought. Did all these men have a common thought? Throughout the New Testament, we see the divine indifference of Jesus and the lavishness of his giving, as in the case of the 5,000 loaves and fishes. We also see a divine integrity. Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. This shows a very essential law in the life of Jesus, and something very necessary in the life of man, opening a vista of the why of it all. The carelessness of many people is imagined to be divine indifference, but there is a great discrepancy between the two. So we hear Jesus speaking the few words, "I will, be thou clean," wiping out the picture which, from a human standpoint, originated from all sorts of causes, hereditary, environment, and false teaching. But stay a moment, I pray thee. We find him asking, "Where are the other 9? Why did he care? What difference did it make?" The divine indifference has its echo in divine integrity. Jesus knew that the other 9 had gone back to get more leprosy, for they had not made the final acknowledgement. In a little while, consorting again with the man whose breath was in his nostril, they would reproduce the picture which had been dispelled. Yes, the divine indifference, which appears so careless in its manner, is divine order fundamentally. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin, and yet many seekers for things and ideas have misunderstood these words, trying to operate them for money. When you consider the lilies, you are amazed to see what takes place. And when you do see this, you will know that they toil not, because they develop effortlessly through the love of God and the life which is eternally spontaneous and makes no duplicate manifestations. You are also that individualized manifestation of God. There is not another like you. This is the password to success, for it takes you directly into the field of no competition, and automatically you feel the success of "they toil not" coming into expression. Do you see? Isn't it interesting that the 10 lepers were in a small village? There is so much evil where the consciousness is small. How prolific the evil of the little human thought can be. Do you begin to see? Do you understand how it is that the Lord has provided the cities of refuge, a sanctuary of protection into which you may run at any moment and feel the refreshing presence of spirit? Can you imagine running into the cool quiet of the temple with its beautiful subdued light, the faint notes of the organ clinging like slowly moving doves about the altar? But now, at this moment of recognition, the Lord your God hath given you rest on every side. Do you hear what it says? So that there is neither adversity nor evil occurrent. Literal interpretation killeth the words of Jesus, for there is no light in them. They may be angelic words, but truly, as sounding brass and tinkling cymbals, no healing, no power. It is strange how quickly, when the word is in the words, the sudden coming of power and change takes place. When Pluto released Persephone from the infernal regions, Ceres celebrated the festival of spring. You can experience the joy of spring symbolically and literally, the thrill of trees bursting into bloom, green grass shooting up everywhere, birds darting about singing, the plowman joyously tracing the warm dark furrows, life and life more abundantly. All this is vaguely suggestive of what takes place in you when you even think of the word Jesus Christ. Do you know how it is that with the coming of this word in you, you lose your limited sense of life and are blended with the one life? Like the drop of dirty water that at last tumbles into the sea and is purified? At this very instant in the body temple, you are experiencing the transformation and the reincarnation. The atoms are reassembled as were those in the body of the leper. And lo, you are transformed, reformed, made new, reincarnated in the flesh. There is the place of touch me not. The things that had to do with the former incarnation are of no avail in the new. As grotesque as it may seem to the human reason, the final step will be made and man will reincarnate in the present body, changing it until they, the former witnesses to your limitations, shall know thee no more. It is wonderful to contemplate this when it is kept on the basis of intense practicality and does not become mere imagination and the stuff of dreams.